children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And tonight, what I'm going to be doing is a combination of processes of the cell and organ regeneration program and a meditation. Now, this is a gratitude meditation, and everything is geared towards, of course, Thanksgiving Day. And it can be used anytime, basically. This is something to help you to feel better. And all you have to do is listen to this, okay? It's really easy. And it'll be archived, so you can go ahead and download it and keep listening to it. I'm not going to put any music with it so that you can go ahead and put your favorite music on in the background. People like to listen to different things for meditation. Some like the white noise. Some like actual music. Well, some like chanting. So whatever you like in the background, that'll be fine. First, what we're going to do is do some clearing. So we're going to clear the past, and then we're going to move into a couple of other things to actually change your physicality and to help to truly enlighten you. And then we're going to go into the meditation after that. And this is all about gratitude. It's all about being thankful for everything that you have in your life that's good. And sometimes for what's been bad in your life, too, because we learn a lot of things through those bad experiences. They're not fun. Most people that I know, at least the sane people that I know, would rather avoid them. However, it's a good thing to be able to come out the other side and go, wow, you know, I wouldn't wish that on anybody, but it really was valuable for me. So let's just keep that in mind, okay? So if you're having a hard time, you know, I'm not trying to make light of it. I've been through enough hard times myself. I know what it feels like, and it's not fun. It's a tough place to be in. So please let this lighten you, lighten your load. Listen to it as many times as you need to, okay? First thing we're going to do might sound a little bit strange. It's called clearing the past. It's got a bunch of negatives in it. I didn't do this, I didn't do that, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's very powerful. And you really only need to do it once. So you can do it more times. It's not going to hurt. But you really only need it once. So let's go through that now. The first thing you want to do is take a couple of deep breaths. Usually three deep breaths will help to put your brain into the altered state that you need for this kind of work. So get comfortable. Do not do this while you're driving, by the way. If you're driving, pull over or listen to this later. So the first thing you do is three nice deep breaths, all the way in, all the way back out. Nice deep breath all the way down to the pit of your stomach. And then release, 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 release. And inhale again. Nice deep breath all the way down to your toes. And then all the way back out. Release, 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 release. And then just breathe slowly and deeply. And feel with this as we're going through it now. Bring your consciousness down to your heart space. We call it dropping down and in. You're going within to the seat of God. It's through your heart space. And I'm not talking about your physical heart, although it's kind of in that area. What I'm talking about is the toroid energy field that's around the heart that is our connection into that other space, space of the source. So bring your consciousness there. And just kind of float there and listen. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. My intention is to clear my past. Considering the salvation of all people, I have made the decision that in this and in previous lives I did not kill. I did not participate in cannibalism. I did not steal to enrich myself. I did not build weapons to kill people. I was not involved in any destruction in which lives were destroyed. I did not offer black magic, and I was not the cause of any negative events. I send a light from my soul and illuminate this decision with the Creator's light. I fix this decision now, and so it is. Now take a deep breath in and out. Keep your consciousness in the heart space. Now we're going to go into change of events, family constellation. This is to clear anything in that network of relationships, generations, debts, burdens, negatives, positives, anything that might impact on us now, even without our knowledge. So again, consciousness in the heart space, nice deep breath in and out. I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. All of creation is blessed by this healing. I widen my consciousness to be aware of the family constellation that includes me. I expand and become aware of seven generations which have passed and seven generations which are yet to come. I am one with the Creator, and we cut every negative connection, every debt or burden that would prevent me from becoming the person that the Creator and I have planned that I should become. As these negative ties are loosed and my spirit feels lighter within me, I can now intend that I follow the path of the Creator. Other participants follow their own path of the Creator. Our paths do not cross. Negative outcomes are avoided. I eliminate this action with a light impulse from my soul, and the Creator confirms and fixes the result with a burst of light and sends the result into infinity. And so it is. Nice deep breath in and out. And allow yourself just to feel. Allow your energy to move freely. And now we're going to do a thing called chemical balance process. Deep breath in and out. Consciousness in the heart space. I am in spirit. I and the Creator are one. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention with this healing process is to take myself to a much higher state of functioning, mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. I am at the high point of my soul. I stand in the light stream of the Creator and take the periodic table of the elements and all vitamins, minerals, and enzymes into the light stream with me. I choose to accept and absorb all of the elements, vitamins, enzymes, minerals up to the standard established for my body and my mind by the Creator. I illuminate this decision with a light from my soul, and it is fixed with a light from the Creator and sent into infinity. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. And now what we're going to do is whole body regeneration. This is what we call love in action. So take a deep breath in and out again. Consciousness in the heart space. I am in spirit. I and the Creator are one. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention with this healing is to offer regeneration to this whole body, to bring it to the standard that the Creator and I had planned for it to be at now. I go to the high point of my soul, where I may tap into the source of all healing, the place of healing peace, the fountain of joy and the river of abundance. I am wrapped in a cloak of power, which may only be used for good. My tongue is blessed, that I may speak the words of power, but only when used with love. I am now able to share this love, healing, and power. I offer blessings of rejuvenation to every cell and organ in this body. I offer a boost to every process within this body. Every organ is re-energized, every gland balanced. The DNA is boosted and recharged. The white and purple lights of healing shine from the top of the head to the soles of the feet. The emotions are calmed. The muscles are peacefully relaxed, and the circulation fizzes with energy. This body accepts all of this healing with gratitude and peace. And so it is. Deep breath in and out. Feel the total relaxation and the healing energy coursing through the body. And now what we're going to do is a visualization and see in front of you, floating kind of in front of your heart, a figure eight lying down on its side so you can see both halves of that figure eight clearly, the infinity sign. Take a deep breath in and out, consciousness in the heart space. See these numbers across the center of the figure eight. 1, 2, 3, 7, 0, 7, 4, 4. Now watch as the numbers pull apart, kind of like DNA strands replicating, and they become two sets of identical numbers. One set moves to the left, one set moves to the right, within the bubble of the figure eight. 1, 2, 3, 7, 0, 7, 4, 4. 1, 2, 3, 7, 0, 7, 4, 4. Now take a deep breath, reach out in front of you, and take that figure eight and pull it into your heart space. And as it goes into the heart field, see it turn vertical. Take a deep breath now and expand it throughout your body. Take another deep breath and expand it beyond your body, all the way up to the source itself, to the creator of everything. And so it is. And whenever you want to feel this again, visualize that figure eight, gently illuminated from the bottom with a light from your soul, and then brilliantly illuminated from the top with a light from the Creator's soul. All you need to do is see that picture, and instantly you'll have it. That's to increase your connection with the Creator. Okay, now we're going to go into abundance. Everybody's favorite. This is not strictly financial. This is to make your life a blessing for yourself and others. Take a deep breath in and out, consciousness in the heart space. It is surely in the plan that the Creator and I devised for me that I would be in a flow of abundance, no less than in any other aspect of my life. Should I be contented with anything less than the Creator's standard for me in abundance? I am in spirit. I am one with the Creator. My healing blesses all of creation. My intention is to allow abundance to continually flow into my life. I go back in time 1 hour before any event which triggered any sense of lack or poverty in my life. My soul knows exactly when. From that place in time, I make a new choice. I follow the bright path of the Creator. The other events and participants follow their own paths of the Creator. Our paths did not cross. I eliminate this decision with a light from my soul and fix it with a light from the Creator soul and send it into infinity. These decisions open my heart and mind to the opportunities for abundance and the reasons for gratitude that exist in my life. Every day I am blessed. My life flows like a river of blessings. Positive new ideas come to me, and the right people appear at the right time. This is the Creator standard for me, and so it is. Deep breath in and out. Okay. Now, those processes are specifically to enlighten you and also to move you along your path, whatever that path is. That's between you and Creator. And so by utilizing those processes on a regular basis, whether it's every day, once a week, once a month, whatever you decide to do, each time you utilize those processes, you will become happier. Life will become more successful for you. And it's just amazing what can happen. You might find yourself going, "Wow, how did that happen?" several times a day. It's very interesting stuff. This is what we call informational level physics. In other words, Creator level. Up there where the plan is. So please do utilize that for your own health and happiness. And now let's go into a meditation, on gratitude to help us to prepare not only for Thanksgiving Day, but also for every day. If you take even just a few minutes before you fall asleep, just to say, "Thank you, Creator. Thank you for all the beings that have helped me." Whatever you want to be thankful for. Just a few minutes, that's all it takes. If you keep that gratitude as part of your life, then you get more of what you like. So focus on the positive. What do you have that brings you joy, happiness, comfort, contentment, amazement, fun? Think of those things that you have in your life that you can be grateful for. Okay, now this is going to be a deeper meditation. So please make sure you're comfortable. If you have candles burning or something, make sure they're not near any curtains or anything like that. Make sure nothing is something that's going to take, your attention. Turn off your cell phones. Turn off the TV. Keep the computer on so you can hear this. And again, if you're driving, this is not the time to listen to this. Okay, let's go ahead with the gratitude meditation. You can do this on Thanksgiving, either before the big rush, or if you're alone for Thanksgiving, do this gratitude meditation. It can heal you instantly. Just depends on how much gratitude you feel. If you're really grateful, yeah, it can happen real quick. Okay, so let's go with 3 deep breaths. Nice deep breath in as far as you can take it. And then let it out. And then exhale a little bit more. pause for a couple seconds. Inhale again, nice deep breath, all the way down to the pit of your stomach. Exhale slowly. And when you get to the end of your exhale, push a little bit more air out. Take another nice deep breath all the way down to the toes at this point. Let it out slowly. Nice long exhale. And then squeeze a little bit more out at the end. And then continue to breathe slow and deep. And now see yourself in a place that makes you happy to be. Doesn't matter how you got there, whether it's a mountaintop, a forest, a beautiful building, wherever it is, see yourself there now. And just sit for a moment and just let the sights and the sounds of this beautiful space kind of permeate into every part of you. This is a place you can go to whenever you feel the need to bring more gratitude into your life. This is a safe place. And now look up and see, coming from a great distance away, a brilliant, blazing, golden white light. First, it's a tiny speck. And it gets bigger and brighter and bigger and brighter. And it's coming so fast towards you. And as it comes, you start to see shapes within this golden light. Humanoid shapes. And maybe some animals too. And as it approaches even closer, you start to hear sounds of joy, laughter, and greetings being called to you. And now the light is right in front of you, and you start to be able to see beings within that light. Beautiful beings. Some of them are your friends and relatives that have passed. Some of them are your animal friends that have passed. And they come out of this cloud of light, joyfully greeting you, hugging you and kissing you, and exclaiming as to how wonderful it is to be together with you again. Wow. Look at all the people that are there. And as you accept everyone's greeting, you announce to them that you have asked them to be with you, to help you to feel deeper and more gratitude, that you may give proper thanks throughout your life, that you may recognize all those moments that deserve your gratitude, and all of the people and animals and other beings who have done something to teach you, to love you, to forgive you, to help you in so many ways. And now you see coming towards you two or three or more beings that you instantly recognize as your guides. These beautiful beings of light and love are the ones who bring you the lessons that you've asked for, the ones who hold your hand when you're in sorrow or in fear, the ones who hug you with joy when you're joyful, and when you experience those moments of perfection. And they take you over to a comfortable place to sit. And they explain to you that they are now going to give you a teaching about gratitude that you might not have noticed before. And they thank you for being open to receiving this. One of them even whips out a dry erase board or a chalkboard, puts it right there in front of you. Or it might be a big flat screen TV. Depends on your guide. And now as you watch, writing magically appears on this board. You can't quite make it out yet. And the guide that brought the board says, well, you have to ask the right question. So now ask a question and wait for the answer. Look at the board. And see the letters now coming together and making sense. Ask, what is my next step? And now ask as well, what do I need to pay attention to pertaining to this question to get the most benefit for the most gratitude? And now ask your guides to show you a symbol that is going to cue you in to a moment that is best to be thankful for. This can be an image. It can be a glyph. It can be a short flash of video, a color, a light, a sound. Ask how you will know that the moment that you're experiencing is one that you will be so grateful for and should be. You can return to this place with your guides and ask many other questions anytime you want to. And now the guides ask you to come back to the gathering of light with all of your friends and family, ascended masters, guides, guardians, angels, all of these ones waiting for you. They want to bring you back to the gathering of light because there are some that have gifts there for you, because they are so grateful for your part in coming to this planet, especially at this time. They know how difficult it is, and they salute you for taking on this job. And so now, mingle with this gathering of light as one after another brings you a gift. And you hug them and kiss them and say thank you with each gift. And as you hold each thing in your hands, you gaze upon these items with wonder. Some of them are even funny. And we need the gift of laughter in our lives. And your guides tell you that this gifting will continue in your dream state, because there are so many here in this gathering of light, and they have so many gifts for you, that this short time is not enough. So this will continue in your dream state. Some of these gifts are physical, such as a healing. Some of these gifts are mental, in that you are better able to train your mind and connect with the mind of the Creator. Some of these gifts are knowledge. Some are talents and abilities. Some are like little cards, like in the Monopoly game, get out of jail free. These are angel cards. And what you do is you remember that when you need help and you need encouragement, you can use one of those cards. They never run out. You just have to remember to ask your angels for help. And if you don't believe in angels, that's okay. You can call them quantum energies. They don't care what you call them. It's just simply marshaling the forces of light to come to your aid. And now you're shown a movie of yourself. Perhaps it shows why you came to Earth. Why you wanted to, and what you hope to accomplish here. And everyone sits down and watches this movie with you. And now you can see there are certain instances that you have a better understanding of. You see that certain things had to happen, no matter how difficult, so that you could learn what you needed for the rest of your life. So that you could become strong and loving and forgiving. That's something to be grateful for. And this movie can continue into your dream state too. If you want it to. And now your guides want to show you something. They remind you of the times when you thought you were alone. The times when you felt that life was so difficult that you had no support. And they show you a grid, a beautiful golden grid. It extends not only around this planet, but also far out into the cosmos, as far as the eye can see, and further. And this grid is 3D, multidimensional. And you see points of light, some flickering, some strong, some dim, at the crossing of each strand of this golden white light. And as you look closer, you see that there are people there. And now your guides tell you, with gratitude, you can help to light those lights that have grown dim. And they ask you now to look above you as a beam of purest white light streaks out of the center of the heavens toward you with lightning fast speed, comes in through the top of your head, crashes down through your body. Amazing spirals of energy are twirling and twisting and pulsating and enlivening every cell within your body, removing blockages, clearing negative thought patterns, bringing life to every cell. This light swirls around within you until you are completely full, completely light. And your guides tell you to stretch out your arms to the side now. Take a deep breath and pulse this light. And now you see that the light is streaming out of your fingertips and your toes, out of your eyes and your nose and your mouth, like many lightning bolts. And then you see your place in the grid of life. Take a deep breath now. Feel the gratitude within your heart. And send it along the grid. Deep breath, pulse that energy right out. And as it reaches those whose light has dimmed, you see that they go from a slump position to straight. You see that their light becomes brighter. And they become more alive. And you feel their gratitude, which of course increases yours. And now you see that this is happening all over this grid. Light is flashing and pulsating. And it goes from those who hold joy and love in their hearts and gratitude and it goes out to everyone on the grid. And you know now that whenever you feel alone or frightened, for whatever reason, even if you're just grumpy, you can put out a call for help to those on this grid. And you can receive that beam of love in your time of need. And please remember to send out that beam of love. And whenever you have joy, happiness, harmony, peace, send that along the grid too. We all help each other. Yeah, it's the way the game is written. And now you turn back to the gathering of light. And you see the pure love and the pure acceptance flowing from each being to you. They are so happy to be with you. You are their hero. You answered the call. And they are so impressed with you. And they are doing everything they can to help you. You just have to remember to ask and accept their help. They love you so much. And now it's time to come back. So you bid all of them, with a great gratitude in your heart, you bid adieu. And you come back to 3D consciousness. Come back into the body fully. Feel yourself kind of clicking in. Start to move around, open your eyes. And feel that feeling in your heart of peace. It comes from gratitude. Remember to be grateful every day, and you will increase the peace within you. And now let's make sure that you're grounded. So if you can, stand. Put your feet about shoulder width apart. Toes pointing straight ahead. And now visualize coming from the core of Mother Earth, a brilliant emerald green light coming up through the soles of your feet, up through your body, out the top of your head, into the cosmos, through the base of God itself, out the back, through the cosmos, and back into Mother Earth. So you stand connected with a ring of brilliant emerald green light of health. Now see coming from the mind of God itself a brilliant golden white light blazing through the cosmos, crashing through the top of your head, all the way through your body, all the way down to your feet, out the soles of your feet, into the core of Mother Earth, out the back through the cosmos, and back into the mind of the Creator. So now you stand connected with the mind of the Creator, with a brilliant golden white light. And now see coming from your heart a beam of hot pink sparkling light. It goes straight out through the cosmos into the heart of God itself. And as it goes out the back, it splits into two beams and goes through everything in creation, through the hearts, the heart field where everything is connected. And in through the heart of Mother Earth herself, and then back into the back of your heart. So now you stand connected through the heart of the Creator Himself with everything in the creation. So now you stand grounded and connected, the bridge between heaven and earth. Nice deep breath in and out, and there you go. So how do you feel now? And you can practice that meditation as much as you want to. Record it for yourself. Give yourself longer pauses to be able to work in there. So we don't want to have too many pauses on radio. Dead space is not good. So we have to keep it kind of short for the radio. So now I hope that you found this helpful, and I hope that you will practice it. Not only for this Thanksgiving, but also for many instances in your life, and at least even a little short one every day. It's great to greet the day with gratitude, and it's great to end the day with gratitude. Give thanks for everything in your life that you love. Okay. So, this has been the Enlightened Medicine Show. And this is brought to you by our sponsors, starlights.com. That's STARRLIGHTS. And canceralternative.us. So check out those websites if you would, please. They're good folks, and they've got a lot of information that can make your life easier. And, as usual, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.